session number 9955, reel 3.
Mr. Calvert, reel 3. You were telling me about...
The marker at the other end had a stick and a round disc. And if you missed the... So you could correct some of your first shot.
Or did you actually shoot your course there, or were you just practicing?
That was a practice. When you went to do the full course, you, I think we went from. Later on.
Okay, that's right. We'll come to that later then. Did you practice bayonet fighting? So things like bombing and trench digging, trench life, were all not done at York.
And, of course, it had been a military town, so they knew... They're fighting in public houses or anything like that. No, they're very nice people.
What would you do when you were allowed out?
Well, I went with two or three more and we had a walk. Some a friend, and I easily won. Yes, I got. I think it was good training. Something like that. It wasn't much.
And it started an interest?
In shooting. Yes.
Fairground.
Going to the local chapel. Conversation with people.
Local civilians or?
Yes, local people. Drink of any sort.
Would local family
I think I was at home.
Oh, you
on
got
leave. I got home on leave, I think, then, Christmas.
When you went back home on leave, how did the family treat you, or how did you feel?
Oh, I was looked upon as being one of the local heroes wearing uniform. No, it was very, very nice to go back. And
how did they show that, the people?
Well, just stopping and having a word with you and wishing you all good luck and that sort of.
You were posted to with the battalion to Gainsborough in Lincolnshire.
Yes, that's correct. And she was the she was a widow, and so we had home cooking, and we used to go out, usual route marching and more training and drilling in the streets. One evening, I didn't want to go out, and she produced a lot of photographs. They were all Coldstream Guard at that time, these photographs, and she told me her husband had been an ex-quartermaster sergeant, but of course he'd died after leaving the service. And I was so taken up with the where they were, you know, the smartness and that, I thought, when I look round, this lot hasn't to look in with them. And it set me wondering.
That's interesting. You say this lot, meaning your battalion.
Yes.
Had they not built up a very strong sense of battalion and regiment then?
No, because the sergeant in charge of the platoon I was in had been to London. I don't know what he'd gone for, but he'd been round Wellington Barracks and Buckingham Palace, and he'd watched Guard Mountain and all that. And when he came back, he more or less shook his head when he looked at us. He says, "You're not in the same team." So that's, you know.
Was that common for people not to think much of the battalion?
Well, from my point of view, even then.
In what ways did the lack of discipline?
Worked in the warehouses. Of course, they were all called up together and they'd be used to got it in the regiment, calling one another. That, I think, as well, which set me thinking. And
you would have.
Said, "All right, Jack, I'll do it." Well, to me, that isn't military discipline. Not calling out, "Yes, Jack," at all. It wasn't for me when I thought about it later. Yes, I was friendly with them all. Hart of Bradford. The only one I knew, and he was... he had a sedan end, of course.
In what way?
A sniper got him. They buried him there.
Now, had the training, just before we carry on the story of how you came. Were you still doing the same as you'd done in York?
Same thing.
So you hadn't touched any of those?
I'd never seen a bomb. You'd done that defence, putting it to front. A worthwhile training.
What about trench digging? Have you tried, been told
no,
about that?
No.
At the time, or did you just assume that it was the right training because that's what they...
I just thought it was the right...
decision, because it was a big step, it was it's illegal.
Well, one evening... a meal. It would be dark about 7:30. I left everything else in the corner where I'd been sleeping and just set off and go another way and avoid them. I cleared the town and I think I went about 4 or 5.
Was that deliberate? You hadn't handed it back in? Were you thinking?
No, I
ahead?
Forgot about it. And I went. Single to Bradford. He said, have you got a pass? I said, yes. I just pulled it. I just looked it and... told them I was on leave. Next morning, I left all... wouldn't be found for a day or two. Went in my union. Bridge Street recruiting office, Bradford.
One thing I missed out, how did you avoid the military police?
the military police and booking place is there. So if you watch your chance, you could just... They wouldn't have bothered you. They said he's trying to avoid somebody. It's nothing to do with us. It was nearly opposite St George's Hall.
And who was running this?
Said, I'm 18. Said, So, to the doctor, he passed me straight away. He gave me a travel... No, he said, come tomorrow morning, there'll be a travel warrant for you. And I never mentioned, I wouldn't have done it if I should have said no. I was determined to. White City, in, it used to be a big exhibition centre in London. Shepherd's. That below men, and they were all regiments. Time there, there were reservist NCOs who. Started the ball rolling.
You'd shown yourself up by
yes, being able to do. More, and he took me to the dining room in another way, and with two breakfasts every day for a few weeks.
So it was much less than you'd had before.
Well, there was more bread, but it was just egg, a cake. He got two, but mainly boiled eggs. It was as much as he possibly could. I found there was enough to, with two chaps who lived in London.
Oh, you were on palliasses again?
Yes.
Just on the floor?
Yes, on the floor, and...
Now, your training here, well, before you got sent to Caterham, what was... there any differences, you know, well, altogether? How?
Well, marking time. Line.
Your arm. Your other arm.
Whether the other, it didn't matter if it were down. Exactly as they wanted it. Then you had to do that slow marching. Shoulders back, make the most of your appearance, and it were entirely different altogether. Good, you knew it was a drilling then. And any officer, you had to stand to attention and ask him for permission to speak. Exact as they wanted it. Used to be left hand and right hand salute at that time.
Left hand, and if you put on the left, you salute with the right hand.
Yes. It stopped though, didn't it, eventually? Well, the instructors knew it from start to finish. And some would ask a question about drill and why was this and the other. They'd been made up quite a lot. To go in a camp for 14 days, military camp, once a year. Of what I could see it taking place. And it all showed it.
Did you know?
Yes, I thought, well, they all said it'd be over very shortly. I thought, well, I'll.
Did you think they were the other new recruits?
Oh, they were different altogether. Norwood squad I went into, with ex-policemen, we had a river pilot. Oh, when I can recall biggest part, because we're all in a one up together.
Feel they were better men or than the West Yorkshire lads you just
textile workers.
Was that what made them better, or what can you put your finger on the difference?
The war was going to be longer than anticipated, and therefore they'd better take part in it now. Yes, they were all. I've shrunk since I joined. The standard then, they'd reduced. Oh, the war, yes. Yes, all.
Would you have been
five foot 2 and 3. The nature of the work, probably, I don't know, but. To show me London. I'd never been around before London. At the time, you see, I was more or less only about 16. So it just passed that comment.
So, and nothing further happened before
no.
You went. And what happened then? Were you split?
March up that long hill. Well, we didn't march, as I said, make your own way. There's a tremendous figure of a man stood there, Sergeant Major. I said, I'm 18, sir, and I've joined as a regular. He looked at me and said, off. That was it. He couldn't do anything about it.
So again, nothing further happened?
No.